If I can get my microphone turned on, we do have some prayer requests.
And I'll go and make this a stopping point.
Okay. This first prayer request is for DL. We know him as Tobe Calvert, who's in the Cheyenne Hospital. And then we want to pray for Juliana Grace, who had another brain bleed and had to have another surgery. As that was done, they discovered another cancerous tumor, and it was on her brain. They felt like they got it all, but this is the second one that has happened. She was intubated for 5 days in the hospital, and she's going to have to go through additional chemo and radiation. This is a childhood disease called, the initials for it are ATRT, and medical people don't give much hope for a child living very long when they have that. We met her and her mom and her little sister when Joe was doing proton therapy at OU Medical Center. And a week or so after that, maybe 10 days, she was in her little princess dress and her crown, and she was ringing the bell that she'd had her final treatment. And now this has happened just about 2 weeks later. So we just want to lift her and her mom and her sister. And she calls her mom's good friend her bonus mom. So that's actually the one I met. I haven't met Haley, which is her mom, yet. I just met her bonus mom that they call Skippy. And between the two moms, they're able to get her into treatment and still work different schedules. And they've been blessed by a GoFundMe account and people helping them a lot. In fact, Skippy shared with me that day when we were visiting about the wonderful things that had happened with different organizations coming together and getting them moved out of Bartlesville to Oklahoma City so they could be close to the doctors. And so we just want to lift this family up. And I believe Juliana is just 5 years old. She might be six, but she's very young.
Right. Well, let's pray. Lord, we come to you again. We come always in thanksgiving, always praising your name. But, Lord, we also come approaching your throne of grace with confidence. We come boldly with our requests. And first off, we lift up Tobe Calvert, who's in the hospital. And we just ask that you heal him and that you assure all those who are worried about him and that you will bring him back to good health, that he will have a testimony to give as to how you healed him. So, Lord, be with D.L. Calvert, who's in the hospital. And now we want to pray for this young girl, Juliana. And evidently she's fighting another round of cancerous tumor, and thought she'd been victorious before. But, Lord, just step in again and give her victory again and give her a testimony for the rest of her young life, that she may testify into her old years of what you did for her. So, Lord, we just ask you to do what the doctors are struggling with and remove this tumor, remove this cancer, and, Lord, bring Juliana back to health and with the testimony of all that you've done. This we ask in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City, they are one of our sponsors. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located at the Promise Center in Elk City. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Love your ride today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. For the next 2 weeks, we're celebrating the love of all Ford SUVs, Broncos, Edges, and Expeditions, all in stock and as low as 0% for 60 months, plus customer cash, and new units arriving daily. Come experience the Barbara Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
Edge SEL stock number 216297, Expedition Limited stock number 26013A, Bronco Sports stock number 216308, WAC through Ford Credit Financing, 0% APR for 60 months at $1,667 per month per $1,000 financed. Exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest, greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
Love your ride today at Barbara Dyson Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. We know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Barbara Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. It is the most powerful hour of my day. Our guest for this morning is Pastor Tom Spence. His title is Parable of the Talents.
All right. We've been talking about this parable of the talents, with specific focus on wisdom, mostly the Proverbs, and how those two things connect. What did I do with what God gave me? What did I do with the wisdom that God gave me? There's countless applications of God's wisdom that, as we went through the Proverbs and the church in Burns Flat, there were things that just kept coming up over and over again that you'd see in this chapter, see it sometimes worded the exact same way a couple chapters later or something like it or something parallel to it. And we know what God desires. I mean, it's honesty, integrity, those came up again and again. Industry, you know, meaning that, you know, the opposite of laziness and slothfulness, and you gotta love Solomon's terms, the sluggard. I mean, it's like the industry is the opposite of that. Industry is the desirable quality. Generosity came up again and again. Humility, we're supposed to be humble in what we do, and peace and harmony. And there's another one in there that's not necessarily a personal quality, but it's something that we benefit from, is the use of good advisors. I would say godly advisors. Is a benefit to us, helps us with our wisdom, helps us put our wisdom into practice. And we're told that, you know, the person who doesn't seek, you know, sincere advisors, they're going down the wrong road. They're going to fall flat on their face. And I think we probably see that time and time again in the world, and, you know, celebrities and political leaders and other people that just, someone advised them poorly and they just went out and fell on their sword. And we see it again and again. But, we also know that we're to be known by our love. We're to share God's love. We're to give an invitation to live in good relationship with God by knowing Christ Jesus. And we're supposed to take his words and put them into practice. Remember the person that built his house on solid rock instead of shifting sand? The Matthew chapter 7, 24 to 27 thing, that we're supposed to do that. We're supposed to put his words into practice. And the parable says, do it right away. Do it now. Do it without delay. Produce that return right now. And what happens is we do produce a return for the kingdom of God. We produce a return for the body of Christ. And that's how we produce a return on our master's investment. That's how we produce a return for our master, is by doing it for the kingdom of God, for the body of Christ, instead of saying, well, here's five talents. So here's these people who've come to worship you. Here's these people who've come seeking you. We are to trust in the Lord and kick fear to the curb. I don't know if people can hear me. I do that when I say that one's going to be on the test. Trust in the Lord, kick fear to the curb. And that's one of the best applications of wisdom that I can think of. That's one of the best ways to take what God gave us and put it to work. We don't let fear get in the way. We trust that what he gave us is what he wants us to put to work. And we just kick fear to the curb. And so I'm going to wrap this part up with the same question that I've asked for years now as I've gone through this parable. What did I do with what God gave me? Mm-hmm. And it's a question that I think we would be well served to ask ourselves. Look in the mirror every morning and say, what am I going to do with what God gave me? What am I going to do today with what God gave me? And this morning specifically, think about what did I do with the wisdom that God gave me. And a lot of people are shaking their heads, oh, I don't have any wisdom. Yes, you do. You ask God, he will give it. He will give it generously. Just don't doubt. Stop doubting. God will grant you wisdom. And then at that point, we were supposed to put it into practice and do it right away. Take what he gave us, put it into practice, and do it right away. So the question is, did I put my wisdom to work? Or did I let fear and doubt get in the way and I buried the wisdom that God gave me in the ground? So the question for this part of the parable is, what did I do with what God gave me? And that was wisdom. I want to ask the same question, same parable, in another context. What did I do with what God gave me? What did I do with the trust God gave me as a parent? What did I do with this trust known as children? And I think sometimes, well, of course we take care of our children. Of course we do. It's human nature to take care of your kids. You know, mothers always take care of their babies. What did I do with what God gave me, though? What are we called to do with regards to our children? And I think the first thing we need to understand is to bring them up in the way they should go. And the promise to that is, later on, they're still going to be going that way. Yeah, they may swerve into the world of everything else for a while, but the promise is later in life, they're still going to be doing things God's way. But the question for us as parents, grandparents, and everyone who influences children, I would say, because at our church on Wednesday nights, there's sometimes 50 to 100 kids, and I'm going to say fully a third of them probably have no godly direction at home. What do we do with those kids, too? What did we do with the children that God trusted to us? Now, of course, that's automatically our biological children, okay? They are trusted to us. Did we put our master's trust in us to work? Did we bring up our children in the way they should go so they do produce a return for their master? Say, well, what's the return we get from children? Their lives bring glory to God. That's what we should be looking for, is that their lives bring glory to God. Let's phrase it this way. Did we bury our talent in the ground, the gift of being parents? Did we bury that in the ground? You think, well, who would do that? Everyone takes care of their kids, right? Okay, well, put it this way, and chew on this. Have you ever had a day where you came home and you were just glad to survive? You just wanted to collapse in your chair. You wanted to collapse in your bed. You didn't want to do anything else. And ask yourself, did I invest in my children today? Did I invest God's love? Did I invest God's word? Did I demonstrate to them how God's love works? Did I invest in my children today? What if that day turned into 2 days or a week or a month? It's just because there's a lot of people out there, I just got to get through the day. I just got to get through the day. Well, yeah, get through the day. But also remember that we are called, we've been trusted with our children. And there is some urgency with children because pretty soon they're grown up. You need to do it today. You need to show them God's love today. You need to show them God's word today. You need to help them with the memory verse today because pretty soon they're grown up. So the question is, do we ever live a day where we didn't teach our children about God's love, where we didn't demonstrate God's love to them, where we didn't show them, you know, the way that God has told us to go? I'm going to read some words from Deuteronomy that might sound familiar to several people. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Say, well, is that what we're supposed to do? Well, I'm going to say, had the third servant done that much, that would be like putting the money on deposit at the bank. That would be the minimum. Okay, that's the minimum that we should be doing. If we're doing any less than that right there, we have buried the trust given to us in our children in the ground. We've buried that talent in the ground. We should at least be impressing upon our children what God has instructed us. It's the option the third servant could have taken. You know, it's kind of like you could have put it in the bank. That's kind of what's here. We really want to do more with our children. We want to be more like that first or second servant and continue to invest God's word in them, continue to show them God's love, continue to show them the way they should go. And as parents, we do look for the gifts and talents in our kids. But our nature is to look for that athletic gift. Our nature is to look for that academic gift. Our nature is to look for a gift in the arts or something like that. And it's good that we know our children like that. We need to see the gifts that are put in them. But the main thing that we are charged to do is bring them up in the way they should go. Not necessarily to be the best athlete or the best student or the best painter. To bring them up in the way they should go. Because we need to ask ourselves a question. What if we are blessed to have a kid that's going to be the next Michael Jordan? Okay, or the next Olga Corbett? And I like to use Olga because the kids will have to go Google who that is. They don't know who that is. But, you know, what if you get one of these superstars? What's going to happen to them? Will that stardom, will that, you know,